Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketir Blad. Parashat Toldot, Week 6, First Aliyah. Generations. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. Genesis 25, verses 20 through 22 and 26. For how long do we have to pray before getting an answer? Yitzhak was a man of prayer. When Eliezer came back from his mission of finding a wife for him, Yitzhak was in the field meditating. Chapter 24, verse 63. He went there in the afternoon to be alone with the Eternal and to ponder over the things in life that are really important. The fact that the Torah mentions that he went out toward evening has created the idea that he established the afternoon prayer called the Mincha. The Torah says that Abraham woke up in the morning. Genesis 19, verse 27 and 21, verse 14. He woke up in the morning from which the morning prayer Shacharit comes. Further on, it talks about Yaakov who fought with the angel at night from where the evening night prayer Arvit comes. Prayer is our means of communication with the Eternal. It is the way to bless Him, to unburden ourselves, to renew strength, to gain balance, to intercede on behalf of others, to ask for help, etc. There are many types of prayer, and we must learn to develop a life of multifaceted prayer so the Eternal can do His will through us on earth as He does in heaven. Yitzhak is an example to us of a man that knew how to pray. His wife, Rivka, was barren, and it was impossible, from the human point of view, for her to have children. How could the promises to Abraham be fulfilled if the only son of the promise had a barren wife? The only way to solve this crisis was to pray. Instead of sitting idly by and wait for the promises to be fulfilled, Yitzhak prayed for his wife. The Hebrew text uses an interesting word here, vayatar, which means, and he prayed intensely, incessantly, abundantly, vehemently. This shows us that the promises from the Eternal are not easy to be seen fulfilled. There is always a price to pay and a sacrifice to make. Childbirths in this fallen world are accompanied by pain. The pain experienced in intense prayer and the temptation to give to impatience when not receiving an immediate or short-term answer can abort many interventions from heaven. A rabbi's instruction, an example about prayer, teaches us that in order to get an answer from heaven, you must pray intensely, surrender, and in many times with pain and anguish. Why is this so? I really don't know. But I do know that this is the way of prayer. I think it has to do with the situation in which the world is at the present time, with spiritual, psychological, physical, and material obstacles. Since the energetic and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, as in Jacob 5:16-18, Yitzhak's prayer was successful after 20 years of insistence. He started praying at 40 and didn't see the results until being 60. That's right, 20 years. Dear disciple, don't become discouraged when you pray. If you are praying according to the Eternal's will and promises, you will have an answer. Even if it takes long, you'll have your answer. Don't think that the Eternal didn't listen or that He doesn't want to help you. Keep insisting according to what He revealed to you in His Word, and you will eventually have what you asked for, even if you have to pray for 20 years, like our father Isaac did. Shavuot Tov, good week, and Shalom.